Yeah, it's 1:30. I'm taking Joel Rheinberger's place just for today. He's sick. Joel is sick, and he'll be back with you next Monday. Lucy Cutting will be your afternoon companion tomorrow and Friday. It's marvellous to have your company for a while. I hope you can stick around. Today is Epilepsy Purple Day, and I imagine that we'll find out more about this in just a moment. It's basically to help stimulate and sustain public interest and knowledge of epilepsy, which affects something like 1 in 25 Australians. In fact, what's happening is that I'm going to talk to a couple of people who've ever come into the studio covered in slime. They're covered in purple slime. One of them is the CEO of Epilepsy Tasmania, Paul Quilliam. I saw you go under the bucket.
Thanks, Christopher.
That was pretty amazing.
Yeah, that was great.
And with him, Amy Lewandowski, who's a staff member who has lived experience.
Yes, indeed.
And you copped it as well.
I did, but it's nothing compared to a good tonic-clonic seizure.
It looked like a blueberry smoothie they were tipping out of you.
Didn't taste like one.
You didn't eat it?
No.
When it hit me, I had my mouth open, unfortunately, but it tasted...
Well, that's what CEOs do, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, tasted a bit flowery.
A bit flowery. It was all organic. It's a great idea. I mean, the idea is to find a hook, isn't it? And purple, I think purple is a great hook. It's a gorgeous colour.
Yeah, purple's always been the colour for epilepsy that all the epilepsy organisations across Australia have adopted, and purple is sort of the global colour that represents epilepsy.
And certainly around Australia, there'll be purple everywhere.
There is, Christopher, and I think the exciting thing about this month of Make March Purple is that there's so many landmarks and buildings going to be purple, even the ABC building, they've been
fabulous. Fabulous, yeah, it was quite a spectacle. What is it that you, I mean, I've added my thoughts about it. What is it you want to get out of a day like today, Paul?
I think something like this day, this month, this is for us not just World Epilepsy Day, Purple Day, but it's just to keep raising the awareness that Epilepsy Tasmania, we've been supporting Tasmanians living with epilepsy and affected and impacted by epilepsy for 50 years now. And so this is our 50th anniversary. And we want to continue to keep raising that awareness of how important it is for the community to continue to be aware of epilepsy.
I had no idea that it affected 1 in 25 Australians. Amy, you're one of that.
Yes,
one.
Yes.
When were you diagnosed?
20 years ago.
What happened?
I was due to have a colonoscopy. And so I took the PrEP for that, and that pushed me over the seizure limit, and I had a tonic-clonic seizure.
Which is what?
A tonic-clonic seizure is, they used to be called grand mal seizures, but the International League Against Epilepsy changed the terminology about 5 years ago,
because
I'd say.
There are degrees of the severity.
And yes,
this is right up the scale, isn't it?
These are the big ones. All of mine are nocturnal. They all happen at nighttime. So I have tonic clonics and I have focal with impaired awareness as well. That's the two.
Is that common? Because you would have been a young woman at the time.
Yep.
When it happened.
Yep.
Nothing beforehand.
No.
And no forewarning.
Well, no, although, on reflection with my parents, as a child I used to do sleepwalking.
Yeah.
And maybe at the time that was focal with impaired awareness. However, there was very little known about it at that stage.
Yours are nocturnal. Were it to be daytime and you're in the street, it would be the full...
Yep.
The full Monty. And this is part of the point, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Paul, that people have to, if the more they know about what's happening to someone, more useful they can be, and the less afraid they might be of what's happening or what they're seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And I think there's been some great champions across Australia, like Wally Lewis, Neil Baum, to name a couple that have really been joining with all the states to just keep raising that awareness and to, I guess, to remove a bit of mystery around it. And as a lot of people would know, there is a lot of stigma associated with epilepsy. And so this is, Make March Purple is not just about raising awareness. It is also about raising valuable funds, but it's for the continued advocacy and support that we provide Tasmanians living with and impacted by epilepsy.
How do you feel when one is upon you I mean, they come at night, so you're asleep when they start.
Yeah, and I don't have, some people have auras, a certain sense, or right. It can be like an out-of-body experience, or they can have certain smells or what have you. I don't have any of that, and so I don't know.
Are you conscious?
No. Right. So I just come out of it. And it's
been and gone.
My beloved husband will then go ahead and say, you've had a seizure.
Uh-huh.
And
how often, Amy?
I'm very lucky. Mine are around 5 times a year, except at times where I've had increased stress and then I have had more.
A few more. Yeah. How long does it last for you?
Mine can be around about 4 to 5 minutes. However, I have had longer ones than that, and that's when my husband has called the paramedics.
Right. Paul, yeah. What can someone do if the person next to them in the street is suddenly taken by a seizure?
Well, I think that's part of what Epilepsy Tasmania does, is continue to provide education and training to so many people that perhaps don't know what to do in those situations. So obviously there's traditional first aid courses, but part of what we do is we provide specific seizure management first aid training, and we've been doing that again for the last 50 years, working with schools, working with businesses, working with community groups, so that everyone knows what to do if that does happen. And I think just talking to Amy this morning, just with the Purple Muck Challenge, it's like with epilepsy, you don't know when it's going to happen, and you get mucked and it just happens. And people often say epilepsy doesn't have a calendar. You don't know but when it's going to strike. But we do want to make sure that we keep raising awareness for the community that they do know what to do when that happens.
It is. Do you try to assist, actively assist? Because it can be dangerous, can't it?
Yeah, it certainly can. And I think with so many, more than 60 types of epilepsy, and I think what a practical thing that even your listeners could do is visit our website, and we do have first aid posters that can be actually downloaded, but also people can inquire of our great training.
So they can put Epilepsy Tasmania into their search engine, and away they go.
Yeah, so they'll come to us and they'll be able to see the services and also even make valuable donations to help towards our services for the next 50 years.
Great. I suppose you also get to meet other people in your situation, don't you?
Absolutely.
Which must be a comfort.
Yes. And I get a lot of joy and a sense of value in my position by being able to provide one-on-one peer support, as well as having peer support groups that I organise and run on a regular basis. And, seeing the big smiles on those people's faces when they can sit in a room and confidentially talk about, you know, what is going on for them in their epilepsy journey is truly amazing.
Mm. Is modern day medication efficacious? Does it work pretty well?
I think for us from Epilepsy Tas, we so appreciate the great work that neurologists and epileptologists do. And, I think it's working in conjunction with great clinicians and, again, just across the country with just making sure that collectivism really gives the best support for people living with epilepsy.
How many have you got on the books in Tasmania?
We do have hundreds, and that we're supporting, and but also that if any of your listeners do have epilepsy and they haven't reached out,
what should they do?
They could contact us, and again, it's just walking alongside them and providing the right support that they need at this point in time. But it's a journey, and so support for say a 16 or 17 year old that might go, what does driving an epilepsy look like for me? Or the increased prevalence of over 65 now, what does that look like?
Really?
And so for us, if you connect with us, we'll give you the best support possible.
Especially for those who are having an incident for the very first time.
Because
it must be absolutely frightening. I mean, so scary.
It is. It's very, very, very scary. Mm. And that fear that you feel.
Loss of control. You have no control.
And there can be a lot of loss, a lot of grief that goes with it, because your whole identity of who you thought